You are tuned in to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond, and it's time for Mother's Milk, 2 hours of boozed up radio. I'm Josh, like I am every week. How are you doing? I hope that you're doing well. I have tons of stuff for you tonight. Let's see. This is Live Album Month, so the last entire hour or so is going to be taken up with a live album from Hayes Carl. If you're a fan of us on Facebook, you saw me post earlier today that it was going to be Hank III, but I made a big old mistake and I grabbed the wrong thing. And the Hank III thing that I ended up bringing with me to the station was like 2.5 hours long. So a little too long to be cramming an unedited and unexpurgated into a 2 hour long radio show. So I had to do some quick scrambling on these here internets, and I came up with something I'm pretty happy with because it's the CD release party that Hayes did for my favorite Hayes Carl record back in 2008. So that'll be fun. Most of the first hour is going to be new stuff that's come out in the last 2 weeks because I was all, responsible and put work into getting the show together tonight, which is always something that makes me feel really good about myself because I'm bad about doing that, and I'd really rather just get drunk and not worry about it. But hey, them's the breaks. When you're going to do something awesome, you got to do something awesome, right? Right. Okay. First, we're going to continue to fulfill the pledge that I made a few weeks ago during February after seeing American Aquarium downstairs at the Camel, which was that I was going to play all the drinking songs off the record I got that night. And I haven't done that because I forgot the next few weeks. So here's 3 more drinking songs off that American Aquarium album, which I think might be called Dances for the Lonely. And this first one's called Ain't Going to the Bar Tonight.
Town, and you might be going out. Well, I drank myself asleep again. Drank myself asleep again last night. And I woke up in a stranger's arms. I woke up with a stranger's arms holding me tight. And I thought of you and me and what it is we used to be. And if I was a betting man, I'd throw everything I had on you. But I ain't a betting man. God only knows I'm a betting man. You were running through mine like a steamboat on a Mississippi riverbed. Mine like a steamboat on the Mississippi riverbed. And those words you said, they cut me deep like a lock blade knife. Yeah, they cut me to the bone. But you can only cut a man so deep before he's gonna wash his hands. I wash my hands of you and me and what it is we used to be. But if I was a betting man, well, I'd throw everything I had on you. But I ain't a betting man. God only knows I'm a betting man. Mississippi riverbed. You were running through my mind like a steamboat on the Mississippi riverbed. Taking their toll on my heels. Eyes off of you. I hear you're with another man. Hell, I'm doing the best that I can. You fuck like a woman, but you love like a little girl.
All right, so that was three from American Aquarium, and they will be back in town, I think, in April at the National, which is exciting because I hadn't even heard of them when I saw them, and they were phenomenal live. It was good stuff. And like I said earlier, for the rest of this hour, I'm going to be trying to play you all stuff from bands that had a record come out either this week or last week. And we're going to start out with a new Lucero track, because he's coming back to town sometime. He'll be at the Hat Factory. I can't remember when, but I think someone cool I want to see is opening up for him, too. So, yeah, I'll have to look into that. Anyways, this is off their brand new record, Women and Work, and it's called On My Way Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
packing. Tell me what you've been doing.
And in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Enough to say that please love me, enough to stay away. back into Darland. I'd love you if I could. But since the day I was born, it's been too late for me to be anything but what I am tonight. What I am is drunken, what I am is mean in your passenger seat. Seatbelts are for people who have time to die. Hell, I don't even have time to sleep, cause I don't wanna miss a moment of loathing everything that I see. I stand nights afraid of everything, the love left in the shadows in me. I see from sunrise to sunset, and now I ain't left the house yet. I finally love you enough to stay, enough to stay away. I wish I had a job to quit. I wish I had a boss that I could tell to fuck off. Give me the satisfaction of my dramatic exit, and not just a long car ride and a short goodbye in a parking lot. Oh.
Well, that was not particularly impressive. It's got those vocals that people do that I don't know why they do. Still all right lyrically. Dropped some F-bombs, talked about cigarettes. Those are thematically fun for me. The band was called Ramshackle Glory, and it was appropriately titled More About Alcoholism. For that, you heard something off the new Margo and the Nuclear So-and-So's album. I'm 90% sure I heard an alcohol reference in that, and it was the first one I could find that I thought I heard an alcohol reference in. It's called Prozac Rock. And let's see here. Before that, you heard Trip by Vacationer and Lucero doing On My Way Downtown. All these songs tonight are from records coming out in the last week or two. And this next one is going to have to fill in for Broken Side. Broken Side had a new album come out. Broken Side, of course, being the worst thing to happen to Western music since, well, I guess since the creation of Western music, probably. I don't know. But, yeah, if you've been a long-time listener, you recall my and Sean Lovelace's rambling arguments over whether or not they could possibly be serious, he believing they were, me believing they were not. I eventually had to concede that Broken Side was, in fact, trying to do something legitimate, which made it all the scarier. And I was actually thrilled by the fact that I could not find anything off of their new album. It made me think that the world was better than I had previously suspected, because enough people hated it that it wasn't even available on the internet. And that was beautiful. I'm sure you could probably buy it in a store, but honestly, you know, why would you want to? I don't know. Anyways, this is going to have to fill in because it's also bad. And this is, I was a little surprised and delighted to find this because I do love playing bad music on my show. You probably know that. I also love playing good music. I hope that you know that as well. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. But quite frankly, when Gavin Rossdale releases a solo album, I've got to find a track to play off of it. This is actually better than anything Bush ever put out, but so is everything everyone else ever put out, so that's not a very high bar. This is called Another Night in the Hills, and there is no overt alcohol reference, but it talks about partying in presumably the Hollywood Hills and being on pills and doing cocaine, and quite frankly, if there's no booze involved in that scenario, you're really doing it wrong. So let's check it out, shall we?
Small feet, he got very small feet. 之友贪婪归还的意识。
So we started that out with Gavin Rossdale doing Another Night in the Hills. And then I hopefully wash the taste of Bush out of your mouth with the Spittin' Cobras doing Last Chance Saloon, which was that last track there. And I should note that in looking up the info on that Gavin Rossdale track, it turns out it was just reissued last week. And it actually originally came out in 2008. So I kind of broke my remit. Which makes it okay to break my remit once again. We got a request this is for Nathan. This is the Swing of Medallions with Double Shot of My Baby's Love. And I'm excited he requested it because of it. I know who did this song, and I had no idea for years.
We'll be right back. walking through the door.
Maybe they'll feel bad for me and the stiff will finally score.
You've got the bet already.
And the nerve and courage too, cause I've been slugging from a stash of Desi Quayle's 1980s bathtub. Stack me on a pyre and soak me down with whiskey. Roast me to a black and crisp and throw me in a pile.
I can really give a shit, I'm going out in style.
You can take my urn, the Fenway's for my ashes all about. Bring me down the wall, you beast, and dump the sucker out. Burn me to a rock and crisp and toast me for a while.
I can really give a shit, I'm going out in style.
Bury me with an enemy and my cavalry. You can stack me on a pyre and soak me down with whiskey. Roast me to a black and crisp and throw me in a pile.
I can really give
American conductor and violinist Maren Alsop coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Maren Alsop was born in New York City in 1956. Both of her parents were professional musicians. She went on to earn a bachelor's and master's degree at the Juilliard School in violin, and in 1981 founded the string ensemble called String Fever. Although men dominate the field of conducting, Alsop's strong persona opened doors to the podium. She's conducted the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, and from 1988 to 1990 was associate conductor for the Richmond Symphony in Virginia. In 2007, she hit it big, appointed music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. It made her the first woman to assume the leadership of a major American orchestra. Alsop has spoken openly about her family, which includes her female companion, horn player Kristen Jerschik, and their son. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Virginia Gutierrez in Philadelphia.
She couldn't express.
All right, that was the Choir of Young Believers with Patricia's Thirst. Before that, you heard Going Out in Style by the Dropkick Murphys. That's off of a... That version was off of the album they had that come out last year, but they had a new live album featuring that track come out last week. And then you heard before that, Double Shot of My Baby's Love by the Swingin' Medallions. That was by request for Nathan. All right, as you know, March is live album month on Mother's Milk. We play a live album in its entirety by a particularly drunken artist, or at least an artist who has particularly intoxicated songs. And this week I was going to do Hank the Third, but I screwed up and left the thing I was going to play at home. So I had to find something else. And what I went with was a delightful replacement. I hope that you all agree. This is Hayes Carl from 2008. Let's see. Looks like it was April 8th. It was the CD release party for my favorite record of his, which I can't remember the name of right now, but it's the one that's got She Left Me for Jesus on it, and it's awesome. So, yeah, there's that, and I pretty much have to start it now. I'm going to have to interrupt it about 10 minutes in to do the station ID and PSA for the second hour. So I hope that you will forgive that interruption, and I do thank you for drinking with me. Hope that you'll keep it up throughout this next hour or so of awesome bootleg performance from a thoroughly awesome Texan.